Chapter 1. Hit and Run. This story is about a billionaire named Colin O'Brien. He's 45 years old and was born with a platinum spoon in his mouth. He inherited $8 billion from his father, Miles O'Brien, who was a shipping tycoon who died in a car accident in Madrid, Spain, whilst on a business trip. He left behind his wife, Gloria, and Colin, his only child, who received half of the fortune, which was a total of $16 billion. In Colin's younger days, he was a true playboy. Colin had made love to beautiful women on every continent, breaking many hearts. Women would fall for him because he's a nice-looking man, 5'10" tall, a white male, dark blue eyes and blonde hair. As he got older, he decided to settle down. He had a childhood sweetheart named Abigail McFarland, who he later became close with once again. She was the daughter of the former governor of New York, Eddie McFarland, and they were neighbours to the O'Briens. Abby and Colin went to the same schools, however, they grew apart over the years. Later, they found love once again. This time it would be for keeps, because they were now engaged to be married. Colin's mother, Gloria, approves of the engagement, and so does Abby's parents. The wedding will be held at the O'Briens' $27 million mansion that's in Greenwich, Connecticut, a place where some of the wealthiest people in America live. Abby's mother, Sophia McFarland, and Gloria will be in charge of most of the planning, and the wedding will be within the next 2 months. After 6 months of engagement, they knew it was time to tie the knot, as some would say. The story begins with Colin and Abby leaving one of the finest restaurants in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. The couple are standing outside the restaurant, waiting for the valet to bring Colin's Aston Martin around. After the car arrived, Colin opened the door for Abby to get inside. The valet walked up to him and handed him the keys. Colin gave him two $100 bills. The valet was very grateful and said, "Thank you, Mr. O'Brien." Colin replied, "You are welcome," and walked around to the driver's side of the car. Just as Colin put his hand on the door handle, he fell to the ground. Abby said, "Stop joking, honey. Get in the car." Colin didn't get up. After a few seconds, Abby decided to get out of the car and walk around to the driver's side. When she did, she noticed Colin lying in the street, and she hurried over to him. She said, "Baby, what's wrong?" And then she sat down next to him on the pavement. She carefully lifted his head and placed it on her lap, and that's when she saw the blood stain on his shirt. She hadn't noticed it before, because there were several street lights that were out, so the usually well-lit area was dark. Abby cried out for help. "Somebody please call 911. She began to cry, and as tears rolled down her face, she said, "Colin, please hold on. Help is on the way, baby." The valet had his cell phone and dialed 911. Afterwards, he quickly made his way over to Abby and told her, "Help is on the way. What's happened?" "It looks like he's been shot." "Did you hear any shots?" the valet asked. Abby shook her head, "No." "My name is Rick. I'll stay here with you." He leaned over and said, "Mr. O'Brien, hang on in there. Help will be here soon." Abby didn't say anything, just continued to stare at Colin. After a few moments, Abby looked up and noticed somebody standing across the street where the street lights were out. It was even darker on the other side of the street. However, she could see a shadowy figure standing there. She sensed that the person standing there was gloating. She also could see a dim light of a lit cigarette, and she could smell the smoke from across the street. Abby was staring at the killer, and she knew it.